Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, in a land called Switzerland, there lived a count. He was an older man and had one son. The boy, called Finn, was stubborn and never listened to anything anyone told him, for he just did not seem to care to learn. One day, his father said,
"My son, I can never seem to get anything into that head of yours, but still I shall try as I will. You must leave here. I will put you in the care of a celebrated master who shall see what he can do with you."
Finn was sent to a faraway town where he knew no one, and there he remained for a whole year. When the time came, he returned home, and his father asked,
"What have you learned, my son?"
"I have learned what the dogs say when they bark, father," he replied.
"Have mercy," cried the father. "Is this all you have learned? I shall send you to another town with another master."
Finn was sent to another town and stayed a year with the new master. And when he came back,
"What have you learned, my son?"
"I have learned what the birds say, father." The count flew into a rage.
"You are lost, my child. You have spent precious time away in the care of the best teachers, and yet you have learned nothing. Are you not ashamed?"
Finn shook his head slowly.
"I shall send you now to a third master, but if you learn nothing this time, then you shall no longer be my son."
And so Finn was sent to yet another town and stayed with the third master for a year. And when he came home, his father asked,
"What have you learned, my son?"
Finn answered, "I have learned what the frogs croak, father." The count was furious.
"You are no longer my son. No one as stubborn as you can be taught. Go to the forest. Perhaps on your own you shall finally learn."
And so Finn was banished. He wandered through the forest, and after some time he came upon a fortress where he asked to stay the night. The lord of the castle came to speak with him.
"I shall grant you a night's lodging," he said, "but you shall pass the night in the old tower. I warn you, it is a perilous place. Wild dogs live in the tower. They bark and howl without stopping, day and night."
Finn was stubborn, and so he was without fear. He said,
"Let me go. I do not fear the dogs, but I ask that you give me something that I might throw to them so that they will not harm me."
The lord agreed and gave him food for the animals. Finn was led to the tower and left. When he went inside, the dogs stopped barking. In fact, they were not at all angry. They wagged their tails and were quite amicable. Finn gave them the food he brought, and they feasted upon it. The next morning he left the tower, not a scratch on him. The townspeople were astonished. Finn told the lord of the castle, "The dogs have revealed to me in their own language, which I have studied, why they dwell in the tower. They are bewitched, you see, and are obliged to watch over a great treasure which is buried beneath. They will have no rest until it is taken away." The lord of the castle was surprised, for he had never heard anything about a great treasure. Finn continued, "I have also learned, my lord, how the treasure can be taken." The townspeople rejoiced, and the lord of the castle told Finn he would adopt him as a son if he accomplished the mission successfully. And so the boy went down into the tower, knowing exactly what he must do. Finn dug and dug for many hours, and soon enough he heard clunk. It took almost as long to pull the chest from the earth, but he managed it. All the while, the dogs were sitting idly by, watching. The next day, when Finn emerged from the tower, he dragged behind him a large chest full of gold. The dogs howled no more. In fact, the spell had been broken, and they disappeared altogether.
"I shall make you my son," said the lord.
But Finn shook his head and replied, "I must return to my own father, lord. I'm happy to have been assistance to you and your people. Perhaps we shall cross paths again one day. But now I must return home." And return home he did. On the way, he passed by a group of frogs who were sitting and croaking. He listened a while they gossiped about what had happened with the fish. At last he came to the gates of his father's home, and when he entered the great hall, two snow-white doves flew onto his shoulders and remained there, all the time chirping into his ear. He told his father of what had happened.
"You see, father, what I've learned? To be courageous, to be patient, to be kind."
His father was proud.
"My son, you have grown into a fine man. And I am filled with pride."
The end.
And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.